like, it's something I'm saying, if a pillow goes all the way across the bed or something, would you ever say it goes plumb across the bed or clear across the bed or slam?
Clear across the bed or completely across the bed.
Okay. Okay, it wasn't just a little cold this morning.
Icy cold or freezing cold?
It wasn't just a little cold, it was
freezing.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you today? Or fine, thank you? Or
what if you're introduced to a stranger, what would you say?
Well, I guess it would depend on how you really felt when you were introduced to them. If it was someone you didn't care very much about, you probably would pass it off with nothing. And
uh-huh.
You were introduced to a stranger and you thought you may be friends, you might say, well, I'm glad to meet you, or it's been nice to know you, or...
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say, how do you do, or...
Hope we meet again, or...
My Christmas
I'm glad you're a friend of so-and-so's.
Mm-hmm. What about, how do you do? Do you ever say...
No. Usually, the only time I ask a person, I don't really ask them. I say, how are you feeling today, or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Say, Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about the 1st of January?
Let's see. Hope you have a Happy New Year, sir. Okay. May you have God's blessings the coming year, or...
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift. Call instead of being on the telephone.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
No. I'm going to give you a Christmas gift. Or the Christmas gift is in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard someone say, where's my Christmas gift?
Uh-huh.
I say, it's in the store. And they say, are you going to give me a Christmas gift? Or I have your Christmas gift.
Uh-huh. And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say you bought something. The storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it, packaged it.
When I got home, I
unpackaged it, broke the strings, or took it out of the package.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
cheaper
or at a
loss.
And say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it, but it, what, too much?
I can't afford it. It costs too much. I don't have enough money.
You say on the first of the month, the bill is
too much, too large.
Or when it's time to pay your bill, you say,
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
membership fee.
Or you call that your club
fee
or
your dues.
Uh-huh. And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and
borrow and get a loan.
Say in the 30s, money was
hard
or
get scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for
appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of Lanyap?
No.
And you say, that's the book that you bought me.
Owe me?
Or that
borrowed from me?
And I that you what back to me? That you
returned back?
Or talking about giving it, you say that you...
Given me?
Huh?
Given me? The book you've given me?
Okay. And you say, you have what me many books. You have...